The boy was thin, sickly, and as twisted as a piece of driftwood. Three times a week, his parents took him to church. They sat him in his wheelchair right up the front while they sang, bowed, waved their arms, and boomed amen. The boy, on the other hand, wriggled, groaned, and rolled his eyes in a symphony of frustration. I couldn't take my eyes off him. His name was Charlie, and he hadn't always been like this. When he was born, he was an active, healthy child. Seems things started going haywire when he turned 10, and now, at 15, he was a real mess. Word was that his mind was okay, but his body had given up the ghost. It was all due to some rare genetic illness. His parents had only ever taken Charlie to a specialist once, where they received the diagnosis. Deep down, they didn't trust doctors, nurses, or hospitals. They were anti-vaxxers, of course. Whenever they mentioned the phrase medical science, it sounded like they were saying whore or bitch. Not that such oaths would ever escape their lips. They were too God-fearing. When they came to church, they stood and witnessed and spoke of their burden and their trials and their absolute faith in the good Lord above. They often read passages from the book of Job. And even though they remained largely ignorant about all aspects of Charlie's affliction, they decided that God and faith and prayer would cure their boy. Don't know what Charlie thought about all that. I doubt they asked him. The new preacher, the one with expensive suits, designer spectacles and demands for tithing, gathered them right under his wing. They became his special people. One day, I took my usual position in a pew way up the back and watched the church fill with people. They were packed in like sardines. Mr. Preacher had decided to embark on an intense healing service to cure poor Charlie, and the congregation were along for the ride. First, they stripped the boy down to his underwear and gave him a full immersion baptism. Charlie's contorted body was revealed to all and, as they held him under, bubbles of rage broke the surface of the baptismal font. When they fished him out, his misshapen body spasmed and shivered, but his eyes smoked with outrage. Over the next few hours, they chanted, laid on hands, formed prayer circles, and spoke in tongues. Charlie showed no signs of recovery, and Mr. Preacher started getting a little desperate. Eventually, he decided to perform an exorcism. He was going to rid Charlie of the demons responsible for twisting his body, blackening his soul, and testing his parents. The whole congregation waved their arms and began praising and beseeching Jesus to intervene. Charlie sat in his wheelchair, looking for all the world like a trapped animal. Mr. Preacher squatted down and bellowed prayers right into the boy's face. It was all so ridiculous. There was no chance of an intervention from the Creator. But then I saw a miracle. The hand of God descended upon Charlie's thrashing head. The boy calmed and his eyes met mine with shocking intimacy. I could have sworn he was smiling as he nodded towards me knowingly. Slowly, Charlie's skinny, frozen leg straightened and then jerked upwards, like he was kicking a football at the Super Bowl. His foot struck the squatting preacher right between the legs, and that odious God botherer screamed like a woman. Then he collapsed onto his side, clutching his throbbing sack. The room was suddenly silent, except for a guttural croak expelled from Charlie's twisted voice box. It went on and on. I looked at the boy and there was no doubt that he was laughing, guffawing, really. His body remained warped and wrenched, but he was exultant. I'm just a homeless guy who visits this church to keep warm, but even I could understand what I had just witnessed. Sometimes God works in ways that aren't mysterious at all.